The food stamp bill would require the state to get a federal waiver to add a photo to the food share debit cards. Republican backers of the bill say last year the program lost more than $6 million in food stamp overpayments, some of it due to people selling their cards for cash. Democrats oppose the bill. Representative Andy Jorgensen says the $7 million startup cost for making and issuing the cards outweighs any savings.
We'd be spending more than we'd save. For taxpayers, it's a terrible deal.
The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform will also hear testimony on a bill that would penalize people who defraud the unemployment benefits program more than once. Representative Samantha Kirkman is sponsoring what she calls the Two Strikes and You're Out bill. It imposes a 7-year ban on receiving unemployment benefits on anyone who intentionally defrauds the system. She says an audit of unemployment overpayments over a 3-year period found more than 44,000 false claims totaling more than $80 million.
Less money for people who actually need unemployment. So there's millions, I believe, that are on the table that we could help to save in the future.
Democrats say the bill is mean-spirited and could penalize people who get overpaid simply because they made a careless error on a claim form. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.